you have no control over your brain. Your fucking brain's telling you what to do that day. Whoa. You ain't thinking, oh, I'm going to get up and tie my shoe. Shit, you ain't even going to put that shoe on today.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey. Merry Christmas and cheers, dude. I mean, what do you think of that float?
With
that?
Dude, I like the honey on top, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
Little jack bass.
Jack bass. You could use any bass.
It's like...
The honey makes it...
It's like different. A cocktail now.
Sort of.
You know?
And what the fuck? You mix two alcohols, you gotta get double fucked up.
That's right. And you know, you don't have to shoot it. You can just drink
it. You sip it. That's the whole thing.
That's what I like about it, you know?
Those shooting days... Man, that's when you're young and stupid. Now, you can drink just as much or more. Just sit back and sip in it.
That's right, dude. Did you see Josh Gordon get suspended indefinitely?
Oh, man. Well, he may not get it indefinitely because he's given up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
So, wait a minute. He didn't get caught? He, like, turned himself in?
Who knows? Shit.
I saw this thing saying he was indefinitely suspended, and he, like, came out in front and, like, was up before they announced it. He was trying to say he was going to leave.
Right. Medical reasons.
So he tested positive for marijuana. Come on.
You know, I think it's sad that they're, fuck, man. You could go down the street and buy a fucking fifth of Jack. You could go across the street, buy, a quarter ounce, a pot. Now, what the fuck's the difference?
Then you go to the pharmacy.
And then you never know what you're going to get. Fuck. I told you about Sears and Roebuck's, man, selling heroin.
No way.
Out of the fucking, what do they call it? The catalog back in the day. I saw that on that American Pickers, you know. These guys, they came across... They were in the catalog. You got the rig, the spoon, the needle, and even the fucking heroin. It was only like $2.
No.
And they came across that, you know, and then they always talk a little, but shit like that, you can't help but talk about it.
Right.
Well, what the fuck, man? Sears turned me into a junkie. Shit. Now I get fucked up, go to Sears and try to steal from them. You know, thanks to you guys.
Then back in the day, too, they had cocaine and Coca-Cola.
That's what they say.
You don't remember tasting it?
Oh, that was way before me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck, man. That's when that shit was legal. Dude, I remember when LSD was legal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like in the 50s. There used to be this guy on TV. His name was Art Linkletter. And everybody liked Art, man. Art was... Oh, man, your best friend, you know. Fuck, Art could come over and fuck your wife and get away with it.
Oh, man.
That's how much everybody liked this guy. Well, his kid, I guess, went to a party there in L.A., took a little bit too much acid.
That could happen.
And jumped out the fucking window and thought he could fly.
Ooh, you remember your first time doing it?
Yeah.
Was it crazy?
Yeah. Dude, back then, man.
There was no filters, huh?
Buckle up and get ready to go for the ride. I mean, that ride guaranteed 8 hours. You're frying, man. I mean, it was.
And then when did they make it illegal?
Oh, man. I'm going to say it had been probably the early 60s.
They're like, hey, this is just out of control. We can't let people out here.
Shit, man. You have no control over your brain. Your fucking brain's telling you what to do that day. Whoa. You ain't thinking, oh, I'm going to get up and tie my shoe. Shit, you ain't even going to put that shoe on today. It was something. And listen to this, Anthony. This was the best, best part. Let me get a sip off this. They called it, you bought a hit. The first, they used to put it in, you know, the squares, sugar cubes?
Yeah.
They'd put it on that, then you just eat the cube.
But how would you know if they put it on there? You have to trust the guy that sold that to you?
Pretty much. I guess. You know, I mean, I never... I mean, I would say every time I did it back in the day, it was how strong was it? All right. And this was the best part. You know how much it cost?
Huh.
$1.
Jesus.
Dude, we get this fucking window pane, and we would cut that in fours. I'll never forget this, man. We chopped it up, and one of them sort of flew up in the air and don't know where it landed. So there's, you know, so we took it, you know, and this piece fell on top of a piece of garlic bread. And my buddy Bob at that time, you know, we each took a quarter, and he ate that garlic bread, and man, this guy, oh man. Ooh. He said the next day, you know, he didn't show up at work, and he says, man, he says, I couldn't sleep. He says, I was fucking tripping, you know.
It's pretty similar to those magic mushrooms too, isn't it?
Oh, it's better than the mushrooms.
But it's close, right? It's in the same realm.
Mushrooms had a different high.
Mm. Was it like long?
No, definitely not as long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, back in the day, I remember I used to buy it was peyote.
Ooh.
And you'd have to, it had like these little stickers in it, and you had to cut that out because it had arsenic in it, too.
What?
You know? So, I'll tell you, if you could eat peyote like they say the Indians did it like that, man, you'd eat cat shit. Oh, my God. We tried smoking it. We tried putting it in a blender with alcohol. We tried eating it, and it was hard to get down.
What about ether?
Ether? You mean the poppers?
I don't know what it is. I just seen it on the movie or something.
They used to have the poppers, you know, ammonitrate. Oh man! Fuck, man! You know, for 25 seconds, man, your fucking face would be glowing red like on that Budweiser can, you'd be fucking laughing at your own self.
Mm.
You know? And then you come down. We were in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras, and this guy was standing on the street corner, and he had this bottle, and people would walk by, and he said, hey, try this, you know? And you'd, you know, like sniff on it, you know? And man, you would start laughing, fucking, it was crazy. And it was called Rush.
What?
And you buy it. I mean, things were, they considered that legal.
Huh.
So, what the fuck, you know, it's like alcohol, let's buy a bottle.
Right.
So we bought a couple of bottles of it. I brought it back when I came back, you know, from the Mardi Gras. Because they didn't have nothing. The closest thing they had to that out here was ammonitrate with poppers. You know what? You know when you have a fucking heart attack, dude?
Yeah.
And they pop that thing and put it underneath your nose?
Oh.
That's a popper, man.
So you'd get high off that?
Oh, shit. Your brain goes boom. Man, it explodes in 30 seconds. And you, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, man. Well, the Rush was a poor man's high, a poor man's, you know, ammonitrate.
So, 60s, they made LSD kind of illegal, but it just got more popular.
It just got more popular.
And pot was starting to come out, too. The hippies were bringing the stuff out.
Well, the hippies didn't bring it until, like, the 70s.
Okay.
All before that was all Mexican pot.
When I think of hippies, I think of 60s. The war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
You know.
Fuck, man.
The peace sign.
That's it.
And, like, you know. So then, what? Then the cocaine started coming out, like in the 70s and 80s?
I think cocaine was always around. It's just that, you know.
But it was all about LSD at the beginning, right? Like around 60s and stuff?
Oh, yeah. More hallucinating drugs.
Right.
Dude, I remember sitting there, and I used to have these black light posters in the dining room there in our house, and this big bean bag. And I'd sit in that thing, and this fucking poster would start to melt, start talking to me. Oh, man. It was, I mean.
You look in a mirror.
Dude, I was just going to say, listen to this. It's a Rolling Stone album cover. I think it's tattoo you. And on that cover, it's like a you know, it's like a tribal tattoos on your face where it's like lines and shit like the aberrations, you know, they do. So, you know, and that album just came out. So I was sitting there listening to that album and starting to really trip. And I got up and I went to the bathroom. See that, dude? Ooh. I looked in the mirror and I'm looking at myself and all of a sudden, Anthony, I see a line here coming up there, what? Coming around my eye again, back, my forehead. And then I says to myself, I better go sit down. The games are starting without me. And man, I mean, for 8 hours. One time I was going to pick my kids up at my mom's house. And this is, you know, Sally says, you shouldn't tell people that, you know.
You're right.
I say, yeah, fuck it, I don't care.
And we're staying raw.
Yeah, we're staying raw. So I go up there to pick my kids up, and I was at my buddy Larry's house. And Larry used to sell, you know, acid and stuff. So he says, Tom, take this, you know, when you get home. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to take it right now, go get my kids and get home. So I dropped the acid. He lived on Foothill there in High Street. My mom is on 38th Street. Get up there, get the kids, and I'm sitting there trying to carry on a conversation with her. And she had a hardwood floor, and then it was her floor had dowel holes in it where they had nailed it down. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this dowel, and all of a sudden this dowel starts coming out of the floor, you know. And I said, oh fuck, man, I gotta get out of here. Grabbed the kids and headed home. But acid back then, they didn't fuck around. I think the acid, as the years went on, they took more of the hallucinating out and added more speed to it.
Yeah, because it, I mean, in my day, it wasn't very popular. Like, I think maybe the name kind of gives it a stigma. Like, yeah. Acid's kind of, sounds kind of, you know, but it wasn't really that popular. I don't know why.
You know why? Because they took the hallucinating drug out of the LSD.
Right.
I mean, that shit.
I mean, they're all kind of watered down these days.
Except for the pot.
The pot went up on another level. So the cocaine started coming a little bit after that area, and then they started making crack. I seen a video on a documentary on Netflix. They were talking about in Oakland when crack came out, kind of changed the game.
Big time.
You remember when it came out?
Oh,
was it a businessman's drug?
No, crack was more of the poor man's. This is poor man's cocaine.
Okay.
That's what it was. I used to have a... Greg was his name.
Oh.
And he was a cooker. And he had this place that was... Oh, man, I want to say... It was over there by 85th, 86th, below Sandy Alder Boulevard. And I'll tell you what, man, if you was white, you'd have to be pretty stupid to go over there by yourself.
Mm.
I mean, that was definitely... There was over by 98th Ave.
Mm-hmm.
That was called the jungle. And this ain't no shit, dude. My buddy was a bus driver. And he says, no white bus drivers driving there during the day. And the black bus drivers, their shift is over at 6 o'clock. Dude, I used to have a friend, she lived in there. And I used to sell her pot. So there's this liquor store there, and it's still there today, man. It's called Scotty's. And I'd stop at Scotty's, go in there, get me a couple beers, then go over to her house, get high, and have a good fucking time, then split. Rolled up to Scotty's. As I rolled up, I'm looking, and there's this big park across the street. And I see this guy running out of the park, man. This motherfucker's running. And he had like a little small briefcase, and he's running. I'm going to say 10 seconds later, here comes this other brother, and he's running after him. And I look, and I'm sitting in the car looking out the window, and when he passes me, I see him reach into his coat, and out comes this fucking pistol. And right by Scotty's was the train tracks. He got, and the other guy, he's going down the tracks, and this brother's at the train tracks, boom, 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 shooting at this motherfucker. Across the street are all the brothers and the sisters, man. They're all running across this, come running to see what's going on. And I'm sitting there. And I says, I got to get the fuck out of here. I could see him saying, who shot that guy? Whitey. I was the only white guy there.
Ooh.
But that was a tough area, the jungle.
What about when, when did Angel Dust come out?
Oh, man. That had to have been in the 60s.
That was the old one? That's been around? What did that make you do?
That was, I don't know, man, you know, I remember watching these guys, you know. You could always tell when you smoked it.
Really?
Right off the bat. Told you my buddy Larry, man, went over to his house, you know.
You guys lost Larry one time.
Yeah, that's another story. But went over to his house, and he had sold his motorcycle to this guy. So these two guys and this chick shows up at the house. And we're sitting around there, and this guy says, hey, man, you want to smoke a joint? And I said, fuck yeah. So he fires the joint up, and the joint goes around, and you know, we pass around. As it went around, I said, man, you know, it has like a synthetic taste to it.
Like a pharmaceutical taste?
Yeah. So then the joint comes back around again. Everybody takes a hit, you know. And as soon as I took it in, I said, oh, man, this is KJ.
Oh, KJ. You Isn't know, that ketamine?
Crystal.
Oh, crystal. Yeah. They call it KJ?
They called it KJ. Mm. I said, this is KJ, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here now.
Bad news, huh?
Oh, dude, man, you went on, you hallucinate. Anytime you hallucinate, things aren't good.
Mm.
You're no longer control. You know.
You're in another realm.
Oh, fuck, man. You're...
Remember that ghost of the spaceman? Well, you're in the ghost realm.
Oh, mercy.
Mm.
You know, and that's the way, you know, some of those drugs were back then. I mean, time out for our sponsor. Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yeah.
And give you the people's eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's making money. I mean, WWE made him rich.
Mm-hmm. And he comes back once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's still a part of the... You know, he'll... I mean, how do you... you have a friend that makes you millions and millions and millions and still lets you go out and make millions and millions on your own. And all I want you to do is just come back and hang out. I mean... Hey, do you feel like making an extra million? I want you to get in this wrestling match. And guess what? You get the win.
Yeah.
You know, you get the win. You know? And if it goes over real big, fuck. What do you say we sign a 6-match deal? I'll give you $7 million. You do 6 matches.
Okay. I'll take the $7 million.
You know, what the fuck?
Or maybe I'll just do one and you give me $7 million.
And everybody loves it, you know? So, you got to be super good. There's only a chosen few to get there. And he's one of them.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was pretty good.
Oh, I used to like him.
He was badass.
He what? Texas.
Yep. Austin 316.
He was... There used to be this guy that was, I think this might have been out of Texas too. He was called the Sandman.
Ooh.
And you know, I swear to God, he would come out and they would say, fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up. Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up.
Oh.
And Sandman would get all fired up and beat you up with a kendo stick. And then after he beat you up, he'd bust out, you know, the fucking beer. And start drinking beer.
Is that him?
No. I don't think so. Maybe that it might be him.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is him. Oh, dude, he'd beat himself. See how his head's green? He'd beat himself, too. He was a bad motherfucker, man. Look at that barbed wire tattooed around your arm. And his face.
His face looked like he got beaten with a shovel.
Dude, he was crazy, but you say, fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up. I mean, yeah, there's, I tell you, one, it's only once a month. The first Friday night, downtown Oakland. It's over there by Jack London Square. It's Under the Hood.
First one?
First Friday, I think it is.
So January. First Friday. That's next
week. That's in a couple weeks.
2 weeks from now.
Let's see. Let me know. I'll ask Sherry. Because I go with it with her.
Oh, really?
She's the one that told me about it.
Mm.
Dude, they sell alcohol in there. You can drink all you want. You can smoke pot right in, pull it out of your pants pocket, fire that joint up and smoke it.
Probably could buy it there too.
Yeah, I bet that probably you could in the bathroom. I see some shit going on in that bathroom.
Ooh.
It's sort of like under the bleachers.
She don't lie. She don't lie. She don't.
I watch these, these young ladies going in and out of the bathroom, in and out of the bathroom. I told Cherry, I says, what the fuck do you think they're doing in that bathroom? I said, I know they're not pissing.
Yeah.
Coming out, fucking running their jaws and shit, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
If you wanna get down on the ground.
but it's under the hood. And the guy comes out, and he says, "Hey, you motherfuckers." You know, and he had, I swear, Anthony, he's got a bottle of this guy. Walks around the ring, and everybody's holding their fucking glasses up, and he's filling them.
Pouring him a shot?
Pouring him more than a shot. And he comes out two times and with the bottle.
Nice.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's crazy.
He'll be there this time?
Oh, he's there every time.
What's his name?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
We're going to find out.
I'll find out from Sherry tonight, because she's the one that turned me on to it. You know, and...
You know it'd be cool, too? If we had, like, a cool person on the pod, like a wrestler or something.
Oh, man. You know?
Or, you know, my brother, he knows a fighter. His name's Mauricio. We went and saw him. Whoa. At the fucking SPC Center.
Oh,
Strike
wow.
Force.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's the champion of, like, Dragon League. Anything around half. Here, he's the one champion. Half, no, I'm good, dude. He's a champion. And when he went to go fight, Josh Koscheck. Do you remember that guy?
No.
Anyways, he was kind of in this George St. Pierre era. You remember George St. Pierre, the Canadian?
Yeah. I remember him, yeah.
So he was like, you know, he did the show against him. He was some bleached hair, freaking knucklehead, you know. Anyways, he was kind of a has-been and kind of got, you know, haven't won a lot of fights out of the UFC. So they sent him to Strike Force, and they usually call a local guy when they, you know, they fight over here. Turns out they called Mauricio. And Mauricio... He was on this podcast, and I researched him. I seen him fight a little bit. I saw some stuff. He's, you know, he's a world class black belt, fucking Brazilian jiu jitsu, high up in the rank, fucking top.
Bad
by,
motherfucker.
Bad, but yeah, you start dropping names, he's probably up there. You know what I mean? So, anyways, he said to the guy in the podcast, he says, "Koscheck's not gonna know what's coming. I've been waiting my whole life for this, and this guy." He doesn't have a chance. I'm going to win that fight. And I believed him. You know, I listened to a lot of shit from a lot of people. But this felt like this
sincere.
Guy, it did. And that guy, Koscheck, I knew he was a knucklehead.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, he didn't prepare like this guy prepared.
Yeah.
And there's no fucking way.
This guy's that the meat place beating on a fucking
cow. Yeah, this other guy's trying to freaking hang on to his fucking brand, his name that's fucking dwindling down.
Oh, man.
You know?
Dude,
so
that's what happens to most of them.
That's what happens to all of them. You try to make the last few dollars on your name that you can really squeeze out. Well, anyways, you've been the wrong guy. And guess what? This other guy was a huge favorite. He was like minus 350, 400. I remember getting 3-1. You know, I put $200 on him. I got back six. You know, that's a lot on a fight. Because I already know it's a 50-50 chance. One guy's winning, one guy's losing.
Hey, there ain't
two
no
fighters.
There's
no ties. All right?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. So we went to the fight. My brother was there. Their whole jiu-jitsu school was there. Everybody was there. And he came out, and he fucking knocked this dude out in the first round.
Oh, man.
We all won money. Everybody was cool. This guy was, man, he said some cool stuff, and it was badass.
Oh, I bet. I'd like shit like that.
You know? I mean, he literally, you know, goes to school about maybe, you know, a mile from my house, you know?
Wow.
It's right there across, you know, right there in Newark, around Stevenson.
Okay.
So, and Chris said, "Hey, you ever want to get Mauricio on the pod? He would do it." I'm like, "No way."
That'd be cool.
Dude, he'd be like, "Mauricio, talk to him about that fight. I want him to take me through it."
Oh, man.
Oh.
And other fights.
And other fights.
You know, it's cool when you know somebody that fights.
Yeah.
I know somebody that knew a boxer.
Oh, yeah?
And it was... pretty interesting.
But to also put money on him and go to that fight.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That's
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I can't wait till he fights again. He's been working out a deal with Strikeforce. They kind of like offered him some shit, and he kind of
Strikeforce.
Oh, excuse me. I said Strikeforce. I meant to say Bellator. Bellator is the there's UFC and there's Bellator.
Yeah.
And Bellator's been loading up with UFC guys, and some guys that are really good, they pay more and they choose to go to Bellator. There are some bad motherfuckers, you know what I mean? That is their competition, but I think it's cool. I think it's cool having multiple as a fan, you know what I mean?
As a fan, yeah, you got two different teams.
Right, right. And there's a lot of fighters that are better than the UFC fighters in that one. You know, they're in direct competition, so they can pay them, you know. And it's actually better for the fighters. They probably get paid more with you know, the monopoly that UFC has. You know, because for what they do, they really don't make that much money, man.
I'll tell you what, man. Conor better step up.
Yeah. I mean, he's one guy who makes a lot of money. But the rest of the guys, they don't make shit.
They don't. They don't. You gotta draw, be a champion, you know, or
I just
have a gimmick.
Conor's not hungry anymore.
No. Oh, shit. Not after he fought Mayweather. I like 100 million.
Yeah.
How's that head go up and down? Fuck yeah.
That body feels good.
I'd fight Jesus Christ.
You think I'm going to fight that Russian again?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I'm going to lose 15 pounds so I can go out and beat somebody up.
Yeah.
That Russian will kick his ass again. You know, I mean. But if he loses, you know, I guess 15 pounds.
I mean, he used to fight 145.
I know.
But, like, you think he won? I mean, he was thin. When you saw him, he looked anorexic. Like, when he weighed in, he looked real, real, real thin. Like, man, I'd hate, you know.
Skin and bone. He did. That's muscle, though.
Well, yeah.
You know what it is? You don't have no fat on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever.
You take suck all the water weight out of you.
You look thin because there's no fat.
Yeah, and they cut weight. They suck all the water out.
Oh, man. I think what's funny is because after they weigh in, fuck, those guys are in the fucking all-you-can-eat line. And, you know, they'll put on at least 7 pounds before the night they fight.
They do the weigh-ins in the morning. They don't fight till the next night.
Yeah.
So
they put on at least 7 pounds before you go. I mean, and the 7 pounds, I mean, and they're eating meat. You know, they're not in there. Man, I better not catch you over there by that fucking ice cream machine. You better
except for that guy, Big Country. The guy with the big old belly?
Yeah. Who's the guy that used to wear the stars and stripes?
Is that a Weidman?
I'm not sure. It was a big black dude.
Oh. Heavyweight?
Yeah, he was heavyweight.
A while back. Hmm.
He was a bad motherfucker. You know, those big guys, when they hit you, it hurts.
It only takes one.
It's all it takes, because it hurts.
And sometimes the big guys eat the big shot, and I'm surprised they don't go down. Or they're still alive. You know, they say that the bigger you are, or some muscle that you have, it takes a lot longer to knock you out. You know, a little guy,
they've moved so quick. I swear, I like watching the... My favorite's the middle range guy, you know, 165.
Well, I like the 145ers.
But when you start getting down like 125,
they don't ever knock each other out.
It looks like two kids out there fighting.
Yeah, I mean the women weigh more than you.
I mean, really, that's pretty bad. Yeah, my girlfriend, man, she outweighs me by 10 pounds. Shit.
So next, it's coming up.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a good fight. Yeah, I say, timeout. Twins games.
Who are the three best defensive players? Kind of stand out in your mind that you remember that were difference makers. Give me three good ones.
I would say Mean Joe Green. Pittsburgh Steel Curt.
Bad motherfucker.
He was a bad motherfucker.
Difference maker?
Oh, yeah.
Who'll
and
be
then you
one?
Got the fucking bad, bad, bad motherfucker, Lawrence Taylor.
Nobody was better than him.
That motherfucker, man. I don't know. What do you do when you see him standing across from you?
Not much.
Offer him a line? I'll get you a line that looks like this 50-yard line. You know, that would be two.
He liked the party, huh?
Oh, boy. They all do. You know, and... I don't know. Defense. Who else would be... Oh, what's his face? I told you, I got spit in that dude's face.
Romanowski. I think, man. I'd take Urlacher before him.
That's who I was trying to remember.
Urlacher. He's a bad motherfucker.
He was a bad fucking dude. But Romanowski, though, man, you can be a bad dude, but to intimidate you.
Yeah.
Romanowski did it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man, to spit in your fucking face and not back down. That'd have been a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know. So listen to this, dude. Listen to this. I was thinking about that polo game.
Yeah.
You know. You ever look at the stick that they use?
Is it like a little club?
Fuck, it looks like a hammer on the end.
Right.
They had to fucking give that stick to the ice hockey boys for one day. For one night.
Give them a ball and give them a polo sticks.
Use the puck. Don't matter.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
Really? don't matter what they're swinging it at. No. But just imagine getting hit in the head with a fucking hammer.
I wonder if there's like some kind of polo fight.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, the horses is the one that takes the beating. I mean, what do? You crack the other horse in the shin?
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna fuck your horse up.
Shit.
You know. But I you think about the stick, man, that thing's a fucking hammer.
It is. You could do some damage.
Oh, fuck you up.
Especially the way that guy from Texas in high school swung on that.
Oh, man. That is.
He swung it like a sledgehammer.
That's when the stick becomes a weapon. What is this? Hey, this ain't no... I ain't playing hockey no more.
Yeah.
I'm playing kick your ass.
They should go to jail if you use a stick.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, it is a weapon.
It is. I'll tell you.
Especially the stick I use.
Man, that's gonna be the first sport that someone's gonna die in. And they ain't gonna be, you know... I mean, you get hit hard in football. But no one's trying. You don't run up there and try to hit the guy in the heart or in the face with your, you know, where hockey, I tell you, like that fucking NBC, man, we're going to put you on prime time, first fucking game where you're not playing on some fucking channel that nobody even has. We're going to have you on NBC. And what do you two boneheads got to do? Fight. In fact, they were showing before, you know how they, you're sitting here and I'm sitting there and there's the wall between us.
Mm-hmm.
They were jawing at each other
mm-hmm.
before the game. So they, you know, kind of knew, hey man, once that puck drops, game on. Not even 2 minutes. And that guy, I mean, oh fuck. I know one thing, he went to the dentist the next day. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you cement those fuckers' teeth back yet.
It's funny, if you look at a hockey team, they all missing teeth.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's just part of the sport. You got to be missing teeth. What a sacrifice.
Shit, man. You'd be better off just going to have all your teeth pulled before you start playing.
Fuck. Hey, what do you think of that dude, Dez Bryant? He's saying he wants to play next year. He just wanted more money this year, but nobody wanted to pay his ass.
Man, are you a quarterback?
No.
No. You know, I mean...
Your career expectancy is not going to be that long if you're not a quarterback.
5 years. That's, you know, what they give you.
I always say, too, like, the Cowboys cut him. You know, they had maybe cap issues. Or whatever.
Just because you go out there and catch that ball, there's a fucking ton of you guys that can do that.
And I always say, if they didn't want him, I don't know if the other teams are going to want him.
Well, you know what? Hey, what he wants and what you want to pay him is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, you may think you're worth $20 million a year.
But your name ain't Odell Beckham.
Right. Thank you. I mean, last time you caught the ball, you had to use two hands.
Odell's going to break the record from his next contract. He's going to get paid a lot of money.
Oh, I...
Because think about it. When you see that motherfucker, I mean, he's flashy, but he's fun to watch. Something's going to happen.
You know what? He raises the odds on your team of catching a touchdown pass.
He is a knucklehead, so though, huh?
Man, I liked it when he was proposing to the fucking that net, you know, the kicker. That was too funny.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're in New York. You're not in fucking, I'm going to say like Kansas City, you know, the Midwest. Hey, you're in big time.
That guy Saquon Barkley's pretty good.
Yeah. They, I guess.
He made the Pro Bowl.
They talk about him a lot. You know, he's in the top three.
Yeah.
You know.
Him, Zeke Elliott, and Todd Gurley.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, man. They start talking some shit about Gurley. You know.
What, about what? He's hurt?
Yeah, now he's not hurt. You know, I swear, Anthony, they figure him out. They figure him out, you know. And that's maybe what's happening with the Rams and the Saints.
Yeah,
they're
that's
starting
true.
To figure them out.
And the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs.
The Steelers. And the Patriots. So who's left? It ain't Green Bay.
No.
It might be San Diego.
I tell you, they're the dark horse in the whole fucking
race. Watch out for Chicago. They're starting to make some noise.
They don't got no offense, though, dude. That fucking quarterback.
They have that guy Tariq Cohen, the little scat back.
Hey.
He's...
I think that they might win their first game, but they're going to have to go on the road to play either the Rams or the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, playing the Saints in the Dome is hard.
It is.
Real hard. And playing the Rams at home is probably just as hard. And also, they've gotten time now to... I mean, the Rams, they don't have a bunch of idiots working for them. They're doing the same thing. Scouting the fucking... what you got on your team. Mm-hmm. What do you got? You know, they were talking about this with the Rams defense, dude. They said, I can't think of that guy's name, the defensive coordinator for him. He used to be the...
Oh, for Wade Phillips?
Yeah, his kid. That is, Bud Phillips. His dad was the Houston Oilers coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day.
Earl Campbell?
Oh, boy.
He played on the Oilers?
He was a bad motherfucker.
That's like tackling a steer.
Dude. Hey, there was one guy that took him on one-on-one that Campbell talked about who took him down.
Who?
Tatum.
Oh, really?
Tatum was... They used to call him the headhunter. Think about that one.
Mm.
Back in the day, your head was just sort of the thing that was part of the uniform.
That's right.
But Tatum dropped him. I mean, Campbell was probably as tall and wide, you know. I mean, how do you tackle a refrigerator that could run 40 miles an hour?
Yeah. Literally a truck coming through.
Oh, dude, man, you couldn't wrap your arms around him because he was too big. And his fucking legs, I swear, Anthony, his fucking leg was, you know, like the size of a... maybe a 28-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his legs were huge.
You know, those basketball players, you know, some of them make good tight ends, but I'd rather play basketball than football because you still keep your brain when you're done. But if LeBron did play football and he went out for a pass, I don't know if you could stop him. You throw it up. Who's going to stop that guy from catching that ball?
But this is the thing, though. Just like you say, you never know. But could LeBron take the hits?
Look at Gronk.
Like Gronk and these guys take. Dude, they're fucking... Man, I know at the end of the game, you're in ice. You know,
you're in an ice box.
You're in ice, man. Your body. Oh man. The game is more vicious and harder, you know, mm-hmm. than it was 10, 15 years ago, you know. I mean, now, that motherfucker, fuck. I'll tell you who was a bad motherfucker. This guy for defense? Listen to this guy. Fucking Ronnie Lott.
Ooh.
Did that guy fucking hurt you?
Did he hunt heads?
Oh, man. He's probably got pictures of your face on the wall.
Ooh.
He was, that'd be another man. You see him across the line looking at you, I'd look back at the quarterback and wink and say, throw it to the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause this guy's going to fucking tear me out a new asshole quick.
He was bad.
He was super bad. So there's been a lot of, you know, when you think about
yeah.
bad motherfuckers. You know,